The psalmist says, "Put not your trust in princes, in a son of man, in whom there is no salvation." This rebukes my obsession with politics, as I watch the latest political drama like a jetliner pitching toward the ground, and I can't stop looking as it explodes. I worship this obsession like a cult. I hope my candidate wins, but if he doesn't, I rely on that old saying, love your neighbor as yourself, because I share a fence line with my neighbor who is voting for the other guy. His beans border my hayfield. We will need to help each other if a storm smashes our lives. Bruce has done chores when they've taken day trips. They stop over and break up COVID loneliness. I look to their tree daily and find hope. This election, I keep thinking about what President Kennedy said. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. So tell me, what can we do for our country in this uneasy time? How can we hold the center? Maybe there is wisdom from the same psalm. Blessed is he whose hope is in the Lord, his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. Even if we help God by doing justice, we must walk humbly. We must love mercy. I'm Katie Androsky, and that's my perspective.